I'm Janny Judley, the therapist in my pocket. I'm a spiritual seeker on a journey and an adventure. And I'm also a psychotherapist here in the UK. So I talk about spiritual things from the perspective of an awakening woman who happens to have a psychotherapist in her pocket. And I talk and share with spiritual seekers all over the world. I was also recently invited to write a book for Welbeck entitled You Can Remember Who You Were Before Life Made You Forget. It's available worldwide on Amazon and in large bookstores all over the world. If you find you enjoy my work, why not check it out? For now, welcome. It's so lovely to have your company here. Let's walk along together for a little while and share some thoughts together on our journey home. This is a meditation on oneness. Or rather, on living in oneness, aware of oneness. What does that look like? How might it be different to the way we live now? How might it make a difference to our day? The way in which we wake up, the way our day begins, the way we walk through the world, knowing that we are all things and all people, and that everything is us. Perhaps a little like this. You are just waking from sleep. From outward appearances, to an observer who has not yet remembered, your bedroom looks the same as it always has. Externally, nothing has changed. What has changed is you. As you sit up in bed, you are aware of doing this more slowly than you would once have done. You sit up purposefully when you are ready, by choice. You are aware. You notice your body moving and look at your hands. You hold them in front of you, marvelling at the complex creation you see there. You touch your face. Something inside you notices the action and registers the sensation. You look the same. These hands look like they did yesterday. And your face feels just as it did when you went to sleep. But inside, you are not the same. You are watching, noticing from a different place. When you finally get out of bed, you pass a mirror and look at yourself. What you see is new. You find that you are looking into the eyes that look back at you in the mirror, and then through them, beyond them. You remember all over again everything that you now know. It never ceases to startle you into appreciating the miracle. The magic. You allow yourself to savour this remembering. Oneness. Your connection to everything else. You know that you are not this face, not these hands, not this body. You remember that for a while you appear as this body, experience this adventure through it, but you no longer identify either with this body or this story. You are flow, pure essence, remembering. You see the sky behind you through the window. It is reflected in the mirror. You marvel at the movement of clouds, the weather. You remember that all you're watching is also you. You see a bird flying. You watch it land in the branches of a tree. The wonder of it makes you smile. Something joyful stirs inside you. Then you understand that this joy is not inside you at all. It is everywhere, in everything, in that bird, that tree, those leaves, the sky. And you allow yourself once more to go closer to the enormity of this. It is all you, because it is all held in the oneness you now know to be all that is. You go closer to the window and look out. Down below, in the street, are people going about their daily tasks. You remember with a jolt that they don't know all that you now know. Most of these fellow travellers are still in a state of forgetting. They still believe that all this is real. They don't know who they really are. They're living this illusion for real. You move in closer, realizing that you can move your consciousness, that you are no longer static. You hear snippets of conversation. People talking about politics, the state of the country, the state of the world. Someone is complaining about the queues at the till in the shop this morning. Another person joins in and says how miserable the checkout assistant was when they visited the same shop. Again, you smile. There's so much love in you now. Compassion. You see the suffering that forgetting causes. You know how those people don't yet know that the world they find themselves in simply reflects their internal world, their feelings and beliefs. You try to remember what it was like before, how it felt to be that way, to not know. You find that it's impossible. You are no longer capable of forgetting. As you shower and dress, make some breakfast and eat and drink, you realize that you are both the doing, the experiencing, and the noticing. You are both the creative manifester and the awareness within which all this is taking place. You sense the stillness inside you as you remember these things. You are anchored. Nothing can disturb you. You find yourself smiling again as you appreciate the fun and the adventure. And then, just as suddenly, tears come and you find yourself intensely moved, full of an emotion so deep you can't name it. An appreciation of the sacredness, the enormity, the beauty. As you walk out of your front door, you notice how rushed and frantic the life that's happening out there feels. People are hurrying along the road, busy looking at their phones or talking to someone through an earpiece. You notice just how diverse these manifestations of the one life force are, and how every one of them believes themselves to be separate. They are trying to survive, striving, competing, busy defining themselves in comparison to everyone else. You feel your heart well up and fill with kindness as you remember how that was. That place where you believed these illusions too. You can still remember the pain, the rage, the shame, the fear. You can still find the memory sensations of these in your body. A reminder. You long to tell them, but it would sound ridiculous to anyone who hadn't yet begun to remember. You look around you. It's seconds only, yet feels like hours. Time has changed too. Or rather, your experience of it. You have noticed that you can slow the passing of time at will. You can take all the time you need to absorb something, dwell on it, and experience it fully. Joy rises in you as you notice the air around you sparkling and shimmering. Looking up, you see that everything is this luminous energy. You can see the intensity of the colours around you, the auras vibrating around every distinct element of this reality. People, trees, buildings. Your consciousness becomes aware that you are being gazed at. You sense this physically, like a touch. The connection arises from a little boy. He's maybe 3 years old. He's holding his mother's hand. She's telling him to hurry up or they'll be late. However, even though his body is being dragged along, his consciousness is focused on you. Your allies, each holding a secret that no one else seems to know. But he knows that you know the things he does. In the midst of all that's going on around you, you recognize the knowing you both share. You have recently remembered. He hasn't yet forgotten. You smile at each other, give a little wave, sharing this magical moment of mutual recognition, of celebration, a sacred bond. As you go through your day, you are aware of how constantly the universe guides you. speaks to you through the sensations in your body, through a word that repeatedly shows up, through a conversation you have or overhear, through pulling you out of time into a brief daydream that shows you a new perspective. Driving to work, you listen to music on the radio. The piece that comes on reminds you of your grandmother. An invitation. You feel a rising up of emotion. Where once you would have pushed this down, you now allow it. You have come to trust the gift you know will come. A new insight, a healing perspective, a new wisdom settles into place. You notice endlessly how you are cared for, nurtured, protected. A moment at a junction where you could have crossed, but your intuition told you to wait. An instant of realization that you know something is going to happen before it actually does. You're going about your day in constant communion with the consciousness you now experience personally, but also in and within and as everything else. It is joyful, profound. You are speaking with the universe, and the universe is speaking back. The language is one of love. You are living as your soul signature. This then is oneness. I am you. You are me. Held safe within the loving consciousness that is everything. One essence become many essences, but forever one. Walk gently and lightly through this world, brave soul. In this eternal now, you are forever safe. You are forever known, loved, guided, and the universe itself knows your name. You've been listening to Janny Judley, the therapist in my pocket. I'm a spiritual seeker on a journey and an adventure, and I'm also a psychotherapist here in the UK. So I talk about spiritual things from the perspective of an awakening woman who happens to have a psychotherapist in her pocket. And I talk and share with spiritual seekers all over the world. You can get to know me better on my Instagram page at Janny Judley. You can also learn far more about me and connect with me directly on my website, thetherapistinmypocket.uk. You can get in touch directly on my Instagram page or via my website. And if you'd like to check out my book, You Can Remember Who You Were Before Life Made You Forget. You'll find it on Amazon and in all major bookstores worldwide. I'm told it's life-changing. For now, thank you for your company and for showing up. I look forward to talking with you soon. We're all in this together, just walking each other home. Big love.